Welcome back, friends, to day 38 of our Lenten journey through the book of Exodus called 40 for 40. Our suggested reading today is Exodus 38, and our key verses are 21 through 31. I love it when Scripture mirrors real life. We often think that the Bible is just filled with fantastical stories of men being swallowed by whales and miraculous healings. In our key verses today, though, we get to the most practical of realities, accounting. Our key verses present the final audit of the finances divided into two parts. We see the three responsible officers who are signatories to the final contract. And we also see a report on the actual expenditures of funds. So while the community may have given extravagantly, those responsible for the project must be precise to cover actual costs and give account of their management. What I find to be so meaningful about this is that God cares about the details of our lives and wants us to be good stewards of all that we have and give. That goes for us all, from churches and nonprofits to businesses and our own households. God desires us to use our resources wisely to best care for our families and organizations, as well as the kingdom of God. We may not always think of accounting as a holy task, especially at this time of year as we're preparing our taxes. But maybe we should, as clearly, God cares about it a great deal. Here's our questions for today. How can you be a better holy accountant of how you use what God has given you? Have you done an audit recently on your time, your energy, and your resources? What would that audit reveal? Where could you do more for God's kingdom? Let's pray together. Holy Father, we are coming to you today in need of guidance and strength. God, help us to have the courage to fully audit how we spend our time, to be honest about the time that we waste or the time that is selfish, and seek to open our hearts to some leadership and guidance from you on how we can use that time to build your kingdom. God, we know that you have created us for so much more than the mundane, that you've put inside of us a spirit that desires to do great things for your kingdom. So help us, O God, be holy accountants who audit the way we spend our time, our money, and our energy, and help us to point more of all three to you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.